So when we started this 6-7 weeks ago, we talked to Ron Ellison, American Title Company owner, and Ron is back, and we're in no better shape than we were 7 weeks ago, Ron.
No, we're not, Greg. I mean, you know, the governor has lightened up a few things, but in my world, nothing has really changed as far as, you know, the real estate industry and what the governor says they can't do. And just sitting at my desk this morning, I sent an email to Michigan Realtors, and I said, ask the governor this question, because, you know, a for sale by owner can put their house on the market, can let people in to look at it, and can sell it. And you know, I guess that's okay. But my question to the governor is, if they can do it, why can't my real estate customers do it? Because, Greg, I've talked to them. You know, some of them are able to do some stuff virtually. And watching what they've done over the last 3 or 4 weeks to be, I'm going to use the term creative, and not break the rules. I wish the governor would realize that they can work, they can follow the rules, and they can do it in a professional manner, and can help the economy, because we can flip the switch on at the end of May, but so many people, you know, small businesses, you talked about it this morning, they're hurt, and can they recover? So it's very, very frustrating, because the demand is out there. I mean, I've talked to lenders, I've talked to top real estate agents. The demand's there, and these people are professionals. They have common sense, and I just wish the governor would understand that and let them go back to work, because that's going to help everything. I mean, one of your spots this morning talked about local contractors. That money turns over 7 times. Well, when there's a commission, when there's a home inspection, when there's an appraisal, you know, all those things are going to help the economy. So we need to stop the politics. I know there's a crisis, but there's no common sense right now, and that's frustrating.
Do you think, Ron, do you get the sense anyway, people you talk to, that the 15th will be a magic date or no?
Well, I'm going to say yes, but then again, you know, we heard yesterday the 28th was a date. But what I'm hearing from talking to some of the people here in Jackson that talked to, again, to Michigan Realtors, the governor said she's aware of the real estate industry, and they were hoping that when they turned the construction industry loose, that might have happened with real estate again. And again, we can sit and have this debate. I can go by a construction site, and I can see 5 or 6 people standing around. Well, that doesn't happen in the real estate business. I mean, you show a house, you're walking around, you stay your distance. I hope next week, but we said that a week ago. So I wish I had a magic ball, Greg, because it's very, very frustrating, you know, to watch what's going on in our world. But again, I'm not discounting the fact we have a problem.
Yeah.
But we, again, we have professionals with common sense.
Absolutely. May 7th, the construction workers will be back in full force. I think a lot of them are working now. Is that a tipping point, Ron?
Well, I think I hope, and I think, and again, I watched the town hall meeting last night, mm-hmm. and there were no straight answers, and so I'm gonna take a chapter out of her book and say, I wish I could tell you, but I hope so, because again, I think when you let the contractors go back, there's going to be more and more pressure to say, look at this comparison, and look at this comparison. And I'm really not sure, based on what's happened, if the governor really understands what the real estate agents do and how they run their job. You know, they don't need to be sitting around in their office every day. And again, their offices are closed, and they're trying to do what they can virtually and be creative and still within the rules. And, you know, they're talking to buyers, they're talking to sellers, and the floodgates are going to open when they're allowed to go back to work. So
you've been through the ups and downs 30 years or so.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's... This is unprecedented, isn't it?
That'd be an understatement, Greg. I like to joke, and you know, after 2008, I said, this is my second cycle like this, and I said, I don't want to go through it again, but here we are again. So this is my third bad market cycle, and again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but they can loosen up the real estate market. You know, I would ask the governor, you know, I know she doesn't travel, but I wish she would go out with a real estate agent and observe what they do. And, you know, they're not out there next to everybody. They are socially distanced apart. They use common sense. So yeah, this unprecedented is an understatement. And, you know, Greg, I thought of you the other day when I took a walk downtown, about 4:30 in the afternoon. And, when I got back to my office around 5, it's like this was 25, 30 years ago when, you know, at the end of the day, downtown was like a ghost town. And, you know, let's go back 4 to 6 weeks prior to this. You know, look at what downtown was and the way it's come back. So, yeah. Going to be tough for a lot of those small businesses to recover from this.
Well, they're so. Rank, it's hard to believe. It's hard to fathom how fragile the economy is. It's unbelievable.
Well, again, and the government can, you can subsidize this, and you can do all of these things. But the minute you flip the switch back on and people start walking in your front door, you're not realizing that profit immediately. And so we can have all these wonderful programs that aren't helping everybody. I mean, you know, everybody thinks everybody's getting unemployment and everybody got a stimulus check, and that helps a little bit. But I talk to landlords. You know, I talk to my mortgage lenders, and when you let people come back in, people walk in your shop, you know, how long does it take until you are creating a profit again? So, it's going to be interesting 30 days from today or 60 days from today to see where we're really at.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Hank Choate last week. We were talking about, you know, the dumping of the milk, and I'm reading today now they're shooting farm animals, cattle. They're just killing them because they can't get them to market.
Well, they can't get them to market, and they can't afford to keep them and feed them.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, and so, again, there's a crisis out there, Greg, but people don't realize whether it's the store owner or the farmer. You know, in my world, I'm going to tell you I've been lucky because there's been a lot of refinance business because rates are wonderful. And that's helped us. Mm-hmm. But the bread and butter of the real estate industry is to have those real estate people listing and selling properties out there, you know, and stimulating the economy. So it affects everybody. And, you know, not to Dave Ramsey talks about a lot of stuff that, you know, that you should do and save money. And not that I agree with everything he says, but how many people, Greg, have had a savings account or an emergency fund, and maybe when this is over, it's going to open a lot of people's eyes of how to plan for the future, but some of them may not be able to recover, and I guess that bothers me more than anything.
Well, yeah, even a thriving business, Ron, isn't...
Yeah.
They're not going to be set up for 6 months.
Oh, no, and, you know, and again, I look at my situation. I've got staff members that did not want to, you know, be in our environment and aren't at work. And, you know, that's great if for them, and I understand where they're coming from. But internally, that's affected my business. And, again, we're doing okay. But I look at my situation, but then I look at the guy down the street that's in another business, and if his people don't want to be to work, what does that do to their productivity and things like that? So it's... You know, is it a snowball effect? It's a landslide, you know, or it's an avalanche.
Ron, you are open for business, but of course, the realtors are struggling.
Oh, sure, I'm open for business, and We have cut back on the number of closings we will do in a day because I want to keep the number of people out of my building, as many as I can. You know, when we are in the closing room, you know, I've got people spread out. You know, we will go out to the curb yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? With an umbrella, and the people were in their cars. So, you know, we've adapted. We're here. And, again, I'm lucky to be considered essential, but let's back up to the real estate market. You know, we've stopped the housing market in Michigan. And if I can work, I think they should be able to work too. And again, let's go back to what you asked me earlier. I hope that by this time next week, the governor says it's time to let the real estate agents go back to work because, you know, you got home builders going back to work next week.
Yeah.
Well, are you gonna, who's going to buy their product if you're not letting, you know, you got to, I got for sale by owners and I got builders that can sell their product. Let the real estate agents back to work.
Ron Ellison, yeah. American Title Company. Thank you, Ron.
All right. Hey, great to have you back in the studio, Greg.
Take care, buddy.
You too. Bye.
See you.